All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with Heart D Roommate. This is a remaster of a game that originally came out in 2004, one of those classic Arrowgay games. And though it is the horror month, it hasn't quite started yet. As soon as the next Tuesday rolls around, we're going to start bringing you some scary things. But right now, we have something kinda sexy. Or, well, it might not be, depending on... Well, I mean, it depends on what you like. Some of you really like that Degeneracy of Starless. 29 of you, in fact. 29 of you, which I am... I'm clapping. That's me clapping. Because you guys had the balls to say, give it to me, Grim, I can fucking handle it. And, hey, thank you, Ammer, for letting me do that for just one night. Because I thought I was going to get hit, but I didn't get hit. And I was nice enough to not put it in the featured, so, you know, it didn't show up and cause any unexpected, you know, drama or anything. Because that was really hardcore shit to post on there. But yeah, everything's been fixed, and I'm glad you guys, you know, got the original. Some of you even downloaded it, whatever. That's all you. But now we got something that's a little little different. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you like it, look at that right there at the bottom. Jast USA. If you type in JastUSA.com in your browser, you can find that. You can find this and several other games. All kinds of games. Games we've been playing like in Yochu. Games like Starless. Games like Closed Game. So many different great games you can play. Even stuff that's not crazy or degenerate at all. Like, just happy love games. I mean, there's all kinds of things on there. If you just want a nice little romance, they have those too. It's not all crazy, degenerate stuff. So, definitely make sure you check that out. Oh, and if you're into BL, and, you know, look, I'm not saying anything. They got quite a selection of BL games there too. And if you like story games, you're gonna find them as well. So check out JastUSA.com and make sure to pick up this game and many more. Yusuke. Okay, so that's our main character. Time flows slowly in here. I was so busy just 2 hours ago. Everything seems so quiet now. The time, which stopped exactly a year ago, starts quietly moving again. But for the girls and I, time was like a roaring river. The time we spent together is now a long past memory. Still, I sense those fond memories in this place, this air, and the days of my youth. While I wait here to meet her again. Okay. I vividly remember those days we spent in this place. Wow. The old movies are actually playing pretty decently. You guys really worked on this one. Listen to them old jams. Still hard to hear though, isn't it? Man, the art's definitely been remastered. Look at it. I'm just so used to that 2000s, 90s, 2000s, and even 80s art. Yeah, she looked upset about that. It's like, here's my boobs. You can put your shirt down now, it's cool. Well, damn, they threw a guitar in there. Just like, fuck it. I'm gonna do a guitar solo, and I'm gonna beat fucking Yngwie Malmsteen. Well, maybe not that. It'd be soloing for a lot longer. Bad luck. Those are the words I chose. Sorry, I choose to describe that day. All hell broke loose. I was chewed up and spat out. And the worst thing of all. Oh, I can't stop crying. That's not the sound you make when you're crying. That's the sound when something else is crying, if you want to call it that. This is sad. No, it's too sad. I carry tons of stuff on my back, and they boost my sadness even more. However, it doesn't matter compared with what I'm witnessing this very moment. It's smoke. I see smoke rising to the sky. Why? Why is it burning down? My desperate scream blankly echoes in the night sky. My school transfer. Everything started from that. Sure, I was frustrated with my daily life, and occasionally I spoke it out loud. When my parents told me we found a new school for you with big smiles, I couldn't honestly say, "Wow, gee, thank you, Mom and Dad." I couldn't say it. Ever. Don't jerk me around. What the hell were you thinking? That's what I told them instead. The school is named Iho School. It's located far from any other cities, and many of its students live in dorms. I was supposed to move into this dorm, however. My airhead parents completely forgot to register me in the dorm. The cold reality, there's no room for me. The generous dorm manager introduced me to some apartments near the dorm. He told me to stay there until a vacancy opened up. I know the landlord. I'll call him for you, he told me kindly, comforting me. However, the truck carrying my stuff broke down. I was forced to pack up everything with a big, stupid-looking sheet and walk for 2 miles. I finally reached the apartment after the painful journey, but the apartment was burning up like an inferno. Again, I was forced to help firefighters. I'm exhausted. And you know what? People are cold. When the fire died out, people went home with smiles. What the hell? There's a fire and you have to help the fire department? God damn. Because they don't need to worry about leaping sparks hitting their own homes anymore. The landlord received a slight burn and was hospitalized. He looked at me sadly, sitting next to my pile of luggage as he was taken into the ambulance. And now I'm here. I'm lost in a place I've never even visited before. Alone, I stand on the dark street. I can't walk around with my stuff anymore. I don't have the strength to begin with. Bam! I kick my stuff in anger. Then something slips out of the wrap. It is a lovely onsen tamago. Oh, boiled egg maker called Yudatama-chan. Why am I carrying this shit anyway? It's useless. It's all my airhead parents' fault. Give it to me. Give me my peaceful life back to me! You give it back to me! Huh? While the voice sounds distant, it clearly reaches my ears. But I don't see anyone around. Who's that? Oh! Whoop. The direct impact knocks me out instantly in this land of the unknown. This incident becomes my worst nightmare. Thud! Episode 1, the beginning. Hey, wake up, you panty thief! A panty thief? Hold on a second. Does this thing have a... I don't think it does. Well, we're just gonna have to... Is there any... Oh, let's see. Backlog. Ah! This guy's completely out of it. Should I drag him to the police station? What's going on? I can leave his stuff here, I guess. Oh? Vaguely, I hear a distant scream. It's a girl's scream. I'm not fully awake yet, but I'm able to hear someone screaming, "There's the panty thief!" What? I'll be right there! The girl kicked me quickly, runs away. Something must have happened over where the girl is heading. For a moment, I hear screams both cheerful and painful, then the silence returns. Then the girl comes back to me. I'm sorry. I thought you were the panty thief. It's okay, as long as you understand. I mean, you're not a panty thief, just a regular thief. Either way, it's to my credit to catch you. She doesn't understand at all. Okay, she's gone too far. How come I'm mistaken for a thief in this pesky little town? Will I be thrown in jail for nothing? No, I'm scared of tight, cold, dark places. I desperately start explaining my situation to her. And that's why I'm biting the dust. It's all because of my stupid mom and dad. You call your parents stupid? No, actually, you're the stupid one. You have to thank your parents for giving you your life. I talk back at her as I remember all the punishment I received today. You call me stupid? Yes, that's right. I'm the stupidest. I should have never came to this town. I don't even care if the school in this town is good or bad anymore. This is it. I'm doomed. Everything's over. My youth is ruined. I feel like a cartoonist who has failed to gain popularity, even though he had 10 weeks to show what he's got. This is it. I lean on my luggage, which is almost as big as a truck. I feel like giving up on everything. However, the girl suddenly grabs my collar and impatiently yells at me, saying, You'll just give up, is that it? What are you talking about? Don't you have any balls? Don't throw everything away so easily. And she throws me so easily. It's almost a pleasurable sensation to float in the air. Then all my worries suddenly vanish. I feel unbearable pain as I hit the ground instead. I pass out again. Wow, it's like watching an anime. Oh, I didn't mean to hurt you that much. Sorry, but I hate watching a sissy like you, ha ha ha. Is she apologizing or what? I sink back on my luggage. Now I've officially become a hobo with all my gadgets. I pick up the gadgets one by one and sigh. All these things, I see no use for them unless I have a place to live. Hey, you! Eek! What now? Isn't this the Yudetama-chan? I saw this on some fishy infomercial the other night. How the hell would I know? Ask my dumb parents. Oh, I want this! I want this! I've gotta use this! She looks at the junk with sparkling eyes. I don't care if she takes it or not. Run away from her at once. See what happens next. Oh, it's giving me a choice. Oh no. See what happens next? I'm in for the ride. What about you guys? But what if she catches me again? I feel a chill down my back. In order to secure my own safety, I decide to stay and see what happens next, I guess. And that was a mistake. The violent girl turns her happy face to me again and says, Uh-oh. Grim fucked up. I'll take this back to the dorm and show it to Moe Moe after I turn this suspicious-looking guy into the police station. How dare you call me suspicious? Come on, you must have stolen all these treasures from somewhere. You don't look at all like you're just moving. I told you, my stupid parents had me carry the... Wah! The girl strangles me without warning, and she is very strong. You can't fool this lovely Asumi-chan. Nobody can. Asumi? It's not an unusual name. I've heard that name before. Yes, I'm sure I've heard the name. Only I can't remember who she is because this girl, Asumi, is choking me right now. This is the worst event of all. It must be fate that we meet here again. By the way, the fate between me and the girl, Asumi Hirota, or is it Hirota? Probably Hirota, isn't necessarily good. But of course, I'm now able to find shelter for tonight because of this fate. I'll find out later if my choice of action was right or wrong. I remember you now, you evil girl. What did you say? I don't know any small fries like you. Grr, she really gets on my nerves. I'm really pissed off. But this is the way the world works. Or the real world, rather. Those who bully forget what they've done. Those who are bullied don't forget what's been done to them. They just live with the emotional scars. Oh, I'm such a worthless piece of... Guys shouldn't cry. Don't tell me that, you bitch! Asumi and I went to the same grade school. If it was just that, then there wouldn't be this much of a problem. But the problem is, she bullied me. Hard. So I begged people to stop her from doing it, but... There they go again, another fight between husband and wife. You two are so close, huh? I envy you, Yusuke. That's what they said. And that's why I was assigned to the student union staff with her. My childhood memories are... awful. My mind was almost twisted, you know. However, it ended when Asumi moved out of town when we were in the sixth grade. Now she comes back into my life again. I should have escaped from her while I could, but it's too late now. I really shouldn't have come to this cursed land. I sink into the abyss of despair. Suddenly, Asumi loosens her hold around my neck. I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to be Asumi or Asumi, but I'm guessing Asumi. Are you Yusuke Sawada? Finally, you remember my name, who I am, and what you did to me. Oh no, are you really Yusuke? Did you come here too? She completely loosens her arms and unsteadily steps back in shock. Are you here to threaten me? Huh? You're the one who's threatening me, you devil. You're pathetic. What the hell are you talking about? I don't get it. She looks weakened and starts thinking about something. She thinks seriously. I have no clue what she just said, so I just wait for her to say something. About 3 minutes later... Okay, you coward. Now you're calling me a coward, huh? And what do you mean, okay? I don't want people to owe me anything, so I'll help you out under one condition. That's what I'm saying. What do I owe you? The condition is to keep that a secret forever. Do you understand? Didn't you hear me? I don't understand what you're... Okay, done deal. But if you break this contract, you won't leave this town alive. Whatever you say, ma'am. I fall on the cold ground. I'm really, really exhausted. Hey, I wonder if... Can we... Let's see, what are our options? I don't think that we can do anything with this text box. And I know a lot of you guys may be kind of upset about that. But I can't do anything about it because it's an older game. And a lot of those games, they didn't have text boxes that you could just get rid of like in the newer games. So we will just have to deal with the text box. I'm sorry about that. I'm really, really exhausted. Asumi doesn't care about me and continues. Now what do you want from me? I don't want to spend the night outside. I'm freezing. Could you warm me up? Lend me some money for food and a place to stay. What I want is only one thing. I want a place to spend the night with a roof. How dare you ask me something like that? But a promise is a promise. Again, I pass out as I hear her nagging. I'm pretty much beaten up, alright. Moe Moe, Maritan, come over here. Pitter patter, I hear footsteps in return. Sounds with different tempos, which are made by 4 feet. Oh, they mean two other girls, not like an animal. I thought it'd be like a dog or something, you know, 4 feet. Oh, Asumi, I was beginning to worry about you. Where have you been? Eek! 2 girls show up in front of us. They look totally different than Asumi. The beautiful girl with long hair panics seeing me and she clings to Asumi. At least I'm saying it right. Asumi, who is this boy? Why did you bring him here? Moe, you're doing it wrong. Call me Asumin.
Asumin.
Maro-chan, you know me well. Who the hell is this? The girl barely reaches Asumi's shoulder in height. She ignores the panicking girls asking Asumi questions. Asumi answers the other girl by saying, oh, this? This thing is called Yusuke Sawada. It's nothing, so you don't need to worry about it. Anyway, Asumi, you know you can't bring boys inside this dormitory. Oh, look, he's hurt. Look at those big bumps on his head. Oh, my. No. Call me Asumin. We're happy roommates, remember? Stop calling me by my first name. Hey, Asumin. Oh, yeah. Maro-chan rocks. What did you say? The guy. What are you gonna do? Oh, this guy? Well, Asumi throws a glance at me. She sees a man with numerous scars and bumps, which of course are her fault. This chap? Wow. I guess this was translated in England. It's like, this guy will stay here for a while. He's kind of unlucky, so please take care of him. Oh no! Asumi, it's against dorm regulations to invite a boy, and I don't want to share the room with a boy. Asumin, it's Asumin! If you ever call me Asumi again, I'll have you share your bed with this sucker! No, sob.
Asumin.
Yeah, what is it, Maro-chan?
Nothing.
Maro-chan quickly goes back to her room. She's a strange girl. On the other hand, Moe is a weakling. She falls on the floor and sobs. And of course, there's Asumin smiling at me. Do I detect anger and grudge in her big eyes? You! What is it? Asumin points at me as she's sticking a gun barrel at me and whispers, I'll let you stay here, but if you try to do something stupid, then what? I'll harm you, so be careful. Shivers run down my spine. The same feeling arose a long time ago. Just like today. But still, I managed to avoid the worst case scenario. Because somehow I find shelter and avoid becoming a hobo. Now, where should I stay? There's no extra space in here. Well, there it is. She pushes me into a closet. It's dark, it's tight, and it's cold. There's not much of a difference from spending the night outside. Am I really lucky? So I cry. I cry hard the whole night. God damn, brah. The day was supposed to be bright and shiny. Instead, my new life begins like this. Yet, meeting up with Asumi Haruda gives me a place to live. And that's how my youth began to turn with an unexpected twist. The happiest, most unforgettable life with three roommates started like this. Scenes from the next episode. So this is like an anime. Transformation, Episode 2. That is interesting how they did this. Excuse me. Shut up and don't move. I don't want to admit the reality in front of my eyes. If someone I know sees this, I'll hang myself. This is simply unbearable. You look very good with these. Good, it's done. Yeah, you look really cute. In fact, someone might give you a love letter or something. Are you really a boy? This girl avoided me like the plague yesterday. Still, this girl, Tomoe Katsuragi, aka Moe Moe, keeps some distance between me and herself. I understand her feelings, of course. I'm nothing but a nuisance in the male-prohibited dormitory. She jumped and stepped back every time I came close to her last night. Now she gently smiles and looks at my reflection in the mirror. Moe Moe helped me a lot in this lame Yusuke costume play project, which Asumi suggested, by the way. On the other hand, the mysterious girl, Marumaru Ogimayama? Good lord. Agumiyama. We're gonna go with Agumiyama. Marumu. Marumu. That's not a name you see very often anymore. Marumu Ogiyama. Agumiyama. Marumu Ogomiyama. Woo, that is a mouthful. AKA Marutan, which I like better. Quietly gazes at me and does nothing. I whisper weakly as I look at the girls getting ready for school. Excuse me, but do I really need to go to school like this? But of course, like I told you, this Harukaze dorm has a strict code regarding males. If someone finds out that a guy's in here, we'll all be kicked out. You got that? You look great, Yusuke. Are we talking about the same subject? In any case, I can't escape from this cold reality. I must go to Iho School as a female transfer student. Oh, I can't stop sighing even after I turn back into me. As soon as I reach the school, I enter a girl's restroom with my uniform hidden in my bag. Then I switch my identity in a stall and crawl out of the restroom. How long do I need to continue doing this? Okay, I'll go to the boys' dormitory after school. I'll ask the manager to let me in ASAP. What can I do? Hey, Mr. Transfer Student. Ah! I fall to the ground as someone slaps me on the back. It's a powerful hit. I mean, it's severe, not like a tap or a pat. I thought my back was almost broken or something. Gah, it hurts. Why did you do that, Asumi? It's my welcome greeting. Anyway, you know our deal about that, right? What? Are you trying to play dumb? That! You can stay in our room because of that! Ah, yes, that! I still can't remember what she's referring to, and it's said to be Asumi's weak spot. And she says I'm taking advantage of her because of that. The problem is I have no idea what that thing is. Anyway, now I can sleep under a roof thanks to that, or whatever. If you expose that to someone, which I will not, I won't tell anyone. I can't say anything about things I don't remember. Even if I were to remember, I wouldn't say a thing about it, because I'm kind of scared of her. After all, I am a man. It's against my rules to take advantage of a girl. She is a girl, isn't she? By blackmailing her. To be honest, I won't escape from the savage beast, but for now, she's the only one I can rely upon in this land of the unknown. Otherwise, I might have dried up and died outside with all my stuff. I need Asumi's help in order to survive. Why are tears welling up in my eyes? I run away from Asumi and head to the teacher's office. A charming lady with a bright smile welcomes me in the office. Miss Yagami. Okay, introduce yourself to us now. Yes, my name is Yusuke Sawada from Tokyo. Nice to meet you folks. Everybody, take good care of Yusuke. Okay, this is it for today's homeroom. My new school life starts in Miss Yoshiko Yagami's classroom. I'm assigned a desk near the windows, then. Have a seat. Go out of the room with Miss Yagami. Oh. I'm daring. I follow Miss Yagami outside the classroom. She shows me the bright smile again. My worries quickly vanish as I see her warm, gentle smile. Take your time to fit in, okay? Ask me anything if you have any problems. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. We'll do some paperwork after school. Today is only your first day, so take it easy, alright? Wow, she's such a beautiful and kind teacher. I start feeling lucky for coming to this school. This school is unique. Sure, this Aihau school is famous for its relaxed mood, but still, the school is filled with a unique atmosphere. I became chummy with my classmates by noon. Maybe because the class has only 20 students, it'll be easy for me to memorize the names and faces of my classmates. I look around the room and see the face of a student sitting next to me. Our eyes meet. Oh well, I've got to say something to him. Hi! You're Yusuke, right? I'm Kosuke. Ah, I got it. I'm Kosuke Fujisawa. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. Please tell me about the things around this place. I'm new to this town, you know? No problem. Why don't I show you around during break time? Again, I was lucky to meet Kosuke at that moment. He's easygoing and kind. I'm able to quickly feel at ease at the school because of his help. Later on, I greet everybody in the class. Kosuke helps me to do so. I might get along well with some of my classmates. However, there are at least two students who obviously avoid me in this classroom. Or are they simply ignoring me? They are Moi Moi and Maru-chan. You, what did you do to them? I didn't do anything, I swear! Asumi glares at me with suspicion. Why are we all in the same class? You live in the Kogarashi dorm, don't you? Can I visit your place later? I haven't finished organizing my room, and it's messy, so... Okay, some other day, huh? This guy, Ijima... Yeah, okay, I got that right. Ijima came from Tokyo, too. He's very talkative. However, neither him nor Kosuke can visit my room now. Oh, I can't invite them. You there. Change your uniform before you leave the school. You got that? Yes, ma'am. My tears won't stop flowing. He cries a lot, right? You don't want to be this guy. Don't be Yusuke. This is not manly. Women, ladies don't like this. They're obviously treating him like a footstool. I was going to say a foot rug. I never heard of that. Yeah, they're treating him like a footstool right now. I'm home. Phew, I'm exhausted. The first day of my new school life finally ends. I come back home and head straight to my room. Closet. And exhaustion. But Asumi drags me out of there like a mole. Hey, you. Don't rest yet. You have tons of stuff to do in here. Tons of stuff. Say, where is... I don't see Tomoe in here. She's head of the student union. I know she's busy. Still, it doesn't make sense not to see her here. Moi Moi went to buy some groceries. She's in charge of dinner here. Oh, I see. That's awesome. What the hell do you mean? Oh, you have to work for us too. Really? I understood what she said. I just couldn't think about those rules since I had more important things to take care of. However, there's something else that really gets my attention. Huh? Of course you... What? You keep calling me, you, or it. I feel bad. Asumi seems to be looking for another title for me now. Well then, Yusuke? Sawada? They're both hard to pronounce. What? It means what? Okay, your nickname will be Parasite 1. She announces this all of a sudden. What the heck? I definitely prefer you to call me by my first name. The difference between this situation and like a regular situation with ladies, you can't just tell them to shut the fuck up because they can tell you to go get the fuck out. Like, they literally can. Like, if you wanna, you know, assert yourself, you can't do it. Not in this situation. So he kind of fucked himself. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to kind of literally grit and bear it. Because, like, again, yeah, he'd be out on the fucking street. So they literally can do whatever they want, and he kind of just has to fucking deal with it. Which sucks, but that's the break sometimes. Shut up, you parasite. Now let me tell you about your tasks in here. Oh, I can't take this. However, Asumi looks satisfied with her decision and changes the subject. These are the responsibilities of each person in this room. Asumi and Marumu. Yeah, we're just gonna go with Marumu or Marumu. I don't know. Are in charge of breakfast. I've been added to that rotation, even though I have no confidence in cooking at all. Since Tomoe is not a morning person, she takes care of dinner instead. And that's not all. Dishwashing, vacuuming, garbage dumping, etc. The list goes on and on. Then she explains to me about the rules and regulations of this place. She repeatedly tells me to remember that I live in a girl's dormitory, which is very strict about males being here. Whatever she says, you know. I'm not planning to stay here that long. I'm gonna move out pretty soon. Oh, by the way, where's my stuff? Oh, that? You know what? We have one great rule in here, which is your property is our property. Haven't I heard that somewhere before? So where's my stuff? I said, ah! Thank you for this. Marumu, I'm gonna go with Marumu. Marumu shows up from nowhere and tells me this. She's holding one of my gadgets. It's an automatic nutcracker called New Omame-chan Deluxe. It's a novelty item from some infomercial. I assume they've already spread out my belongings amongst themselves. No wonder my room closet looks so spacious now. These girls are vultures. Whatever, I don't need those things anyway. However, do they have the right to do that? This is outrageous. Yes, they can kind of kick you the fuck out, mate. I'm back. The supermarket was so crowded and... Oh? Welcome back. What's wrong, Yusuke? You look somewhat depressed. I'm alright. Oh, by the way, thanks for this. This will make it easier for me to peel vegetables. As she tells me this, she shows me what she has. A handy vegetable peeler. Easy peeler. I like this one personally, and it belongs to me. Yes, I won't stay silent in this situation. Let me make a spiteful remark. I make up my mind and tell her, yes, please make good use of it. Welcome home, Moe Moe. We're all together now. Asumi looks at us and speaks. She smiles and continues as we stare at her. Let's introduce ourselves to happy community life. Huh? Are you sure about that? Introduction. That's right. What if we need a blood transfusion and don't know each other's body type, see? Isn't that a bit extreme? Asumi looks at me as I speak up. Her face lights up. Uh-oh, she must have come up with another stupid idea. I really have a bad feeling about this. Hey, why don't we have a welcome party for Yusuke? Huh? Where? Hmm? At the usual place, yes! But Asumi, I already bought the groceries for the night. It's Asumin. Well, we can use them tomorrow. Okay, let's go to Okonomidama. Maybe. It's a little hard sometimes. Okonomidama restaurant. There's a bunch of plastic bags full of groceries inside. Tomoe sighs as she gazes at the bags. Asumi is so pushy. Asumi takes us to a restaurant called Okonomidama. I can tell this is an Okonomiyaki, Japanese-style pancake restaurant from the name and the savory smell. Asumi shouts as soon as she passes through the shop curtain at the entrance. Madam, give me the usual stuff. Hey guys, order whatever you like. Parasite 1 will take care of the bill tonight. Parasite 1, are you talking about Yusuke? Thank you in advance. This is totally unexpected. I talk back to her by saying, why do I have to buy you girls dinner? Why not? You're the one who's moving in. But you said this is a welcoming party for me. Oh yeah, I welcome you. Welcome. Marmu is swinging a flag. Where did that come from? But it sure expresses her feeling of joy. There's one girl who looks at me with some sadness in her eyes. It's Tomoe. Her glance pierces my heart. Oh, okay, this party is on me. We start introducing ourselves as soon as the grill starts smoking. Of course, Asumi leads this party. Oh. We can lower the text box. Okay, let me start this. My name is Asumi Hirota. Call me Asumin, please. Especially you, Moe Moe. Asumin starts introducing herself alright, and it's extremely long. I get exhausted listening to her. She hasn't changed a bit since grade school. She's so energetic. Well, too energetic, maybe. She's also self-centered. Asumi speaks an awful lot and finishes her speech with a satisfied look on her face. She then points to the spatula in her hand at the other side of the table. Moe Moe, you're next! Tomoe throws a glance at me and shyly starts speaking. My name is Tomoe Katsuragi. People call her Moe Moe, okay? And her family runs a nice hotel with a natural hot spring. I wonder if that's really common in Japan, because I'm seeing that in a lot of these games. In fact, this hot spring is awesome. Tomoe is forced to shut her mouth. Instead, Asumi enthusiastically continues to speak as if she's talking about herself. Asumi introduces Tomoe. Yep, she hasn't changed a bit. When Asumi finally shuts up, Tomoe makes her greeting of sorrow. Nice to meet you, Yusuke. Hi. Asumi said Tomei's family runs a nice traditional hotel and she's also in charge of the student union. And there's one more thing I understand about this girl, Tomoe. Beneath her gentle demeanor, I see her true feelings towards me. I'm not welcome here, and I can understand why. I'm nothing more than an outsider in the dorm, and there's still something more. She's keeping a distance between me and herself, intentionally. I mean, she's nervous, dude. Asumi ignores my concerns and continues to run the event. Okay, Marutan, you're next! Ogomuayama. I think that's what she said. Ogomuayama. So it's Marumu Agomayama. Oh, that is a fucking mouthful, folks. Woof. Maromu states her full name, and suddenly she takes a... Yeah, Maromu, whatever. It's a really tough name. States her full name, and suddenly she takes a flag out of nowhere again. It's a tiny flag. She sticks it out to me and tells me without any emotion in her voice. Hi. Then the silence continues. Is that it? Mara-chan is so mysterious, isn't she? You'll have to find out all her secrets on your own. A mystery. I don't understand any of this. Finally, it's my... Okay, my name is... Yeah, here comes my pork mix. Asume screams as soon as I speak up. Then she starts mixing her pork bowl. I thought this was a Japanese pancake restaurant. Why is she having a pork bowl? Hey, watch it, Maro-chan. Is the grill hot enough?
Okay.
Ah! Maromu checks the plate's temperature as Asumi orders. However, the way she checks it stuns me. Maromu puts her palm on the hot plate to check the temperature. Asumi calmly watches and yells at Tomoe. Take your time, Moe Moe. Don't rush mixing the stuff, okay? You always screw up. Our table gets busy. I feel like I've been left out. Please, let me introduce myself, and... It's too late now. Asumi won't let you do anything when she starts cooking. Oh. Asumi gives me an order as well. You, Parasite 1, put some oil on the plate evenly. Do it! Yes, ma'am. My introduction abruptly ends like this. Is this really a welcoming party for me? It sure doesn't feel like it. Asumi looks very satisfied on her way home. Ooh, I'm so full. Thank you. Yusuke, are you okay? Financially? Yeah, sure, I guess. I'm about to burst into tears. I didn't have any valuable things to begin with, but they took everything away from me anyway. Furthermore, I ended up paying for their dinner. My wallet gets so thin that the wind could blow inside of it. Oh yeah, there's one more thing. Asumi suddenly stops and faces me. Does she finally remember that she skipped my introduction? However, my assumption turns out to be too optimistic. I need to assign you, Parasite 1. Assign me for what? She gets my attention. She really gets my attention. I wait for Asumi's words with extreme apprehension and a little bit of expectation. I'll assign you to be our bodyguard. Oh, yeah. Your bodyguard? Yes, it's absolutely imperative that you protect us maidens. Do your fucking biological nature and protect and provide, you man, you. Is that so? A bodyguard. It sounds cool. A knight who protects three beautiful girls, even though one of them is pretty ferocious, from incoming danger. Asumi asks for my help as I fantasize. We need to ask you to do something as soon as we get back. We'll be counting on you. Protect me. Sure, let me see what I can do for you. Good, they need my help. I'll do my best. No girl has ever asked me for any sort of help my whole life. Asumi passes me something when we return to the dorm. It's a rolled up newspaper. I saw three yesterday. Kill them. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it, Yusuke. You're a man. Kill a bug. I've actually been asked this in real life. This is a real thing that women do. Don't lie to me, I've seen it in person several times. See, I work around a lot of ladies, and every once in a while in the boxes, there might be a bug or two. And immediately, the woman jumps up in shock. Oh my God, look at that! Ah, I'm not getting nowhere near that. And then I'm called, Grim, get over it. Of course, that's not my name, but Grim, get over there. Kill this thing. And sure enough, I come over there and I kill it and I beat it with a shoe or whatever I've got handy. And it's dead. And they're like, thank you. And there you go. Because, yeah, this is the thing. Women want men to kill bugs. That's why we fucking exist. That's the secret purpose of men. The biggest red pill you'll ever get. We exist to kill pests. That's what our purpose is. The first duty as a knight in shining armor is to exterminate roaches. You're damn right. The girls say they saw a huge one a couple of days ago. They don't like roaches. Well, most people don't really like them. I desperately chase the roaches around with emptiness in my heart. Am I doing okay? I really hope so. Scenes from the next episode. It's a dog. No, it's a cat. Okay. So that's where we're gonna end it. We did two full episodes of Heart the Roommate, which is kind of like an anime. It's really weird. Reminds me of those classic animes, which are good. You need to check them out if you're, you know, maybe a zoomer and haven't checked out the old anime. Check it out. It's good stuff. I know you don't... It's art. Don't give me that crap. You watch this. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. Remember, you can get it at Jast USA right now for like, I don't know, it was $8. It was free if you had the original game, but I didn't. So I bought the original game and they gave it to me anyway. It was weird, but you know. Anyway, yeah, I like it. I mean, the guy, he needs to have some balls, but the girls are... making sure that he's a protector, even though they're really fucking mooching off him. Like, they took all his shit. They fucking... Man, they made him pay for their food. Like, yeah, dude's really getting shit on. But I guess it's better than being out on the street, right? Kind of makes you think a little bit. Maybe there's some red pills in here that you guys found. Hopefully you did. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grim Sentai Corner with Heart the Roommate Remastered. We'll have more after October, because everything is horror now. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. We will still do the normal, you know, the 3D games, because those are really popular, and I don't want to stop those. But everything else is horror. So, all right, guys, we'll see you later. I'm out.